Nurses in Massachusetts and around the country are sounding the alarm over a national shortage of personal protective equipment, which threatens the well-being of frontline healthcare workers in the fight against COVID-19. Debbie Falk is an emergency room nurse at St. Luke's Hospital in New Bedford, which is part of the South Coast Health System. She's also the co-chair of the Nurses Union. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
First off, let us know, how are you holding up, and what about your fellow nurses?
Holding up pretty good. We have an amazing team in the emergency department. I've been there for 35 years. We all love what we do, and it's an honor to care for our patients, especially now where they can't have visitors.
When you think about your work life at this point and reflect on what you and your team are feeling, what emotions come to mind?
Mainly concern for our patients. It's just so important, but we feel that we all want to have the proper equipment because we have the ability to prevent a domino effect, exposing not only ourselves, but our patients, our community, and ultimately bringing back to our family. Every day you wake up and you wonder, is today the day that we're going to be exposed? Are we going to bring it home? So there's a big awareness of it. It's not a fear. It's just really a huge level of concern. Our union is strongly advocating for all of our nurses to wear the safe N95 masks, and I'm sure you've all been hearing about. Several hospitals are following the reduced CDC guidelines for PPE. They're having the nurses wear surgical masks for a whole shift rather than changing them in between patients unless they're soiled, and only allowing the N95s for swabbing a COVID patient or working with a presumptive positive. Fortunately, in our emergency department, we are working with full PPE, but there needs to be improvement throughout the whole hospital.
Well, what protections are in place for the nurses and other healthcare workers caring for COVID-19 patients at St. Luke's that you feel are at the appropriate levels?
Well, as I said, the emergency room has done very well by us. Throughout the hospital, at least at St. Luke's, we have three floors that are designated for COVID patients. Some of our nurses do have 95s, but not consistently. Fortunately, we are working with management on a regular basis, and we're constantly looking at that delicate balance between keeping our nurses safe while having enough equipment for an expected surge of patients. But like I said, we have to meet consistently because not all nurses are getting that consistent level of protection, and they feel like they're being put at risk. Some of the nurses, especially upstairs, are being told to wear a surgical mask. Now, normally, the procedure with a surgical mask is it's changed in between each patient or even with the same patient if you're doing different procedures where you're exposed. But now, in the interest of conserving equipment, they're advocating for wearing that mask if you're upstairs somewhere, wearing it all day unless it becomes soiled. Some nurses, once they know a patient is COVID positive, they are being given an N95. But the danger is with the COVID, people are walking around with symptoms for days before they know they have it. So those of us, and not just nurses, our respiratory technicians, our housekeepers, everybody that goes in those rooms, we're working as though we're being exposed every minute of every day. And it's scary. There have been some instances where people have come in for other things, been admitted upstairs, and then while upstairs they develop symptoms and then they're tested and some become positive. So by then our staff, only wearing surgical masks with that patient up to that point, have now been exposed.
Is there anything that you want the general public to understand about the role of nurses and the challenges being faced right now during this pandemic?
Well, I mean, I'm from what I'm seeing on posts all over the place, I think the public understands we're trying very hard to take care of everybody, and it would help us to help them by them observing the stay at home unless it's really necessary. You know, some people think maybe a quick trip out would be okay or see a couple friends here and there, but it really just puts not only us at risk, but them as well too. So the best way they can help us is to stay home.
Debbie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and I appreciate you putting this out there for everybody.
Debbie Falk is an emergency room nurse at St. Luke's Hospital in New Bedford, which is part of the South Coast Health System, and she co-chairs the Nurses Union.